Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode two. Season two. What am I doing? Welcome back to another episode of Chloe versus the World. And I am not alone. I have got one of my absolute best friends in the whole world. Our first guest on season two, I wouldn't have anyone else, is Harriet Rose.
Yay! Woo. Did I just yay myself? That's quite iconic.
Are you excited to be here?
I'm so excited.
Good.
I feel honoured.
Good.
Honoured and blessed.
Anything else?
I fancy you.
Me too. Yeah. Oh no, I fancy you.
Yeah.
Not myself.
Big time.
So do you like my new setup? It's a lounge.
Thanks for pointing that out. I thought it was a kitchen. I love it. It's very cool.
Yeah.
I like the little pieces of, because this is kind of like, I can imagine your house to be. I've been in your house. I don't know why I'm saying that. Like, I've never been in.
No, because Millie decorated our house.
Yes.
This would be my house.
Yeah. It would be like, it's a bit like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, but Chloe's version.
Yeah. So I'm Willy Wonka.
Yeah. You're Willy Wonka, but Chloe Burrow's version.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have some rules on this pod.
Tell me.
Take your top off. No, I'm kidding. I might get done for that.
I honestly would have then. No, because we're
Shall
friends.
We do a topless podcast?
I think I've taken off my top in front of you.
I've definitely done it in front of you.
Yeah, you can't stop getting your tits out.
Yeah, but they're not mine. So I don't feel rude when I do it.
They don't belong to me. They're somebody else's.
Right, rule number one, you have to be honest.
Okay.
Rule number two, party more.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do interesting and try new things.
Well, I have to party more right now.
Yeah. Maybe that one doesn't
let me down this. It's water.
Yeah, we don't drink anymore on this pod.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, I lied. I was absolutely smashed when I did the first one. But I was nervous.
Yeah, that's okay. You're not nervous with me. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm not nervous at all. So I've recently spoke about,
Wait, is there only two rules?
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
Do you want another rule?
Nah.
There's three rules.
Oh, there's three. Try new things.
Oh, okay. I'll try whatever you want.
What's new that you've tried recently that you can say online?
What is new that I've tried recently? Going home when do you know what I mean? Going home from the party.
Yeah.
Or not going at all.
Yeah.
I love not going at all.
That's good.
Yeah. Staying
in
bed.
What time did you get home then?
10:30.
That's really good, you know.
Yeah. That's one of my big new things, actually.
Yeah.
Going home.
I've done that as well. I did it in Amsterdam. Once. No, I've done it a few times.
Handful.
Didn't do it last night.
No, you didn't.
It was really bad. Basically, I told everyone that I'm going to stop drunk texting and drunk calling, but did I do it last night.
Yeah, you went ham. But like for me, it's like an episode of a new series that I want to watch whenever I hear about you, whoever you've called, FaceTime, texted. People I didn't even know existed. She's like, oh, yeah. I've texted people that, like, she doesn't even know. She just texted random numbers being like, do you want to hang out?
Yeah, imagine we should do that. No, stop it, Chloe.
Yeah. Anyways. I mean, no, if you can't stop it, no one can.
I know. I'm really hungover today. And when you wake up, I was clearly still drunk this morning and I didn't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Then on my way here, I was like, oh, fuck.
You're good on a hangover, though. I feel like you beat your face in a way that I would never know that you were hungover. Whereas if I'm hungover, like I look like I've come from the mortuary.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will get the Dior foundation. It's really good.
Okay.
And Too Faced concealer.
Hashtag
is
bon.
Really fucking good. So for people listening, they want to know how we became friends.
Okay.
It's a good story.
Shall I tell it or you tell it? So you came on my show Under the Duvet.
Yes.
With your ex-boyfriend.
That's okay.
And we got on like so well because we're quite similar. We're quite similar. And then I'm also like your sort of like Gandalf.
Yeah, you are.
I became your Gandalf.
You really are.
And then we realized we're very similar party people.
Yeah.
We like to have fun, but then I'm the one that's going, Chloe, stop.
No, you are.
Yeah.
Have I ever said it to you? No.
No, have you ever said no?
No,
you don't say no.
Told you to stop, like, oh, Harriet, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing a bad thing, I'm like, that is so funny.
I don't. No, I think you have encouraged me to
do worse things.
Probably, yeah.
That's fun.
You definitely want me to get with everyone at every party.
Yeah, but why not? No, don't. I don't want to do that either.
I agree. I like to snog everyone.
Do you?
Yeah, big time.
Are you a good snogger?
Ask your mates, I don't know.
Who? I think I've been told that you are a good snogger.
Am I?
Yeah.
Who by? Oh, Moving on. Yeah, yeah. I think I'm a good kisser.
Yeah.
I work really hard at it though.
I do too. Because yeah. Sometimes I think I'm bad, but I don't know I'm not. Am I bad?
I couldn't answer that question and I hopefully never will.
Why?
I don't want to snog you, babe. I love you so much.
Yeah, that's so true. It kind of be a bit weird.
Remember, being a lesbian, it's a bit different snogging girls. It's not just like a bit of a joke. It's actually like literally what I do. It's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
It's my main job.
When was your first kiss?
This is weird, but it was so young.
Right, go on.
Yeah, I think I was like 7.
What?
I know. I had a boyfriend as well.
Yeah.
And like, it was just quite hot and heavy. And it's just like, I just don't know how I feel about it. Also, it was a boy. Nothing makes sense. I mean, I had a boyfriend.
Nothing makes sense. You had a boyfriend?
For 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I do fancy men.
Yeah.
I do fancy men. I just prefer girls. So I call myself a lesbian because that's kind of where I want to sit right now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Who's like the sexiest man, would you say?
Ever.
Well, that you think, yeah.
Today I was with Jason Momoa. I want him.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's the end of the sentence. I interviewed him today.
Yeah.
And he took my breath away. I came away and he's huge.
Is he?
His hands are like bigger than my torso. And he's so funny. He's so cheeky. And I am straight now, I think.
Oh, wow. Did you have a good chat?
Amazing chat.
Like, no, I love that.
I didn't want to leave. And he picked me up at the end of the date. Like he picked me up in his arms. No, it was a date.
Where did you go on your date?
We went to an ice rink and we sat in like a little igloo.
That's really cute.
I know, and had hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
And he picked me up at the end of the day and I thought I was going to explode with joy.
I'd have weed myself.
Yeah, I knew.
Weed on him.
I know, and I'm wearing tights. So I was like, I don't want to.
Sit and wee.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit in way. I don't want to sit in way. Oh,
yeah, that's
he's
my man.
Good.
It's my man. Thank you to my man.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I was just thought we were making up a song. So I started singing.
That's my man.
Oh, Shane Ward, what's he up to these days?
I don't know, actually.
Should check on him.
Shane, what are you up to, babe?
Because I know Gareth Gates does TikTok now.
Yeah, Gareth Gates is doing bits.
What's he doing?
He did Celebrity SAS, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, SAS. I think he won Celebrity SAS. Who dares, who wins?
Would you do that?
No. Do I look like the kind of person that would be able to do that?
Yeah, but people surprise you, you know?
I am not carrying someone across a beach.
You have to do that.
Piss off. Also, I'm really bad with authority. If someone started screaming in my face, I would just be like, all right, see ya.
Yeah, how embarrassing.
Yeah.
Why are you shouting at me? Right,
why are you shouting?
Yeah.
Why are you shouting? That's
stop
so embarrassing.
Stop doing that. Tell me, I've literally got all the time in the world. We're filming TV. This isn't real life.
Yeah.
It's a TV show.
Yeah. And I would just keep saying, you're so embarrassing.
Yeah.
This is cringe. You're cringe.
This is, I feel bad because isn't one of them, and he's quite nice, isn't he?
No. We're not saying it to them, but it would be cringe.
Ah, yeah. That's good. I think I'd be good on it though because I'm an athlete by trade. I am.
I'm going to leave the silence in the air for you to explain that. I'm an athlete by trade. You once played football when you were younger.
I was semi-pro and I did track.
I was semi-pro!
I was.
You sound like half the fuckboys in London.
I am a fuckboy. No, I'm not. Stop saying stuff. I'm saying that this podcast has like ruined my market because people actually see me for me.
Yeah, well, that is you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is me. But, you know, boys don't fancy girls like me.
I'm pretty sure you do all right.
Clean up, mate. See? Why do you say that?
Because you're like a boy. You're a fuck boy.
I'm not. No, I'm actually not. I'm a lover girl.
No, she's a lover girl.
I'm a lover girl.
I'm actually a lover girl.
You're a love. No, don't mind. We're both lover girls.
Yeah. How many people are you in love with right now?
One.
Really?
One.
Okay.
I hope he doesn't watch this.
Well, by the time it comes out, it's probably going to be a different guy.
By the time it comes out, because I'll be in Australia, I think.
Yep. Australia?
Australia.
You'll be on the other side of the world.
I know. But I'll be in love with someone there.
Yeah, big time. You'll move there.
I will.
I don't doubt it.
Aww. Have you got any holidays coming up?
Have I got any holidays coming up? I am.
Have I?
I'm going to go skiing next year.
Oh, should we go? Do you want to go Snowbox Festival?
One thing about you, Chloe Burrows, love you so much, but we have tried. Well, I say we've tried. You have said this, I would say, 9 times.
I'm really bad.
Let's go away.
Well, okay, fine. I'm going on the 22nd to the 26th of February if you want to come, Chamonix, or I'm going to Snowbox Festival.
So okay,
take your pick.
Okay.
Do you want to be my plus one to Snowbox?
I'd love to.
Oh, I'll tell my management then. We'll sort that out.
It's on video now, so you've got to take me.
I know. That's good.
I'm a ski instructor.
Fuck you are.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, but come in Feb because Millie's never skied before either.
I'll teach Millie to ski.
Yeah. Teach her anything else?
What, like I could teach her...
presenting skills.
Presenting skills.
Yeah.
Teach her DJing.
You could, yeah.
Teach her to cook.
Yeah, well, there's loads of... She fucking needs to learn how to cook.
The last time I went to Chloe Burrow's house, I actually haven't forgiven you yet for this.
Oh, what?
I came over for dinner and you bought me dinner.
Yeah.
We had Deliveroo, sushi. Chloe, I had such bad food poisoning. I've never eaten sushi since.
I've literally shit my little brains out after that.
It's been nearly a year and sushi's my favourite food.
Yeah.
And do you know what's really funny is every time someone brings it up, I go, speak to Chloe Burrows.
Yeah, but
speak
I didn't
to Chloe.
I didn't add food poisoning in. I ordered from obviously
No.
Blaze.
I blame you.
It's a bit irrational.
Rational?
Irrational.
Irrational. Irrational.
I ordered it from Pink Salmon. So if anyone's thinking about going
Shout out them. Not. Honestly, ruined my life. I've never been able to eat sushi again and it's my favourite food.
Yeah.
Sick of it. Anyway,
I have though.
That's why I've not seen you in so long because I'm like, I actually hate her. She ruined my life.
What, you mean that as well,
no,
don't
I love
you?
Her so much. It's so annoying.
No one believes that. Because you're a presenter by trade.
Well done. Did your research?
Yeah, I did a bit of TikTok. Harriet Rose, yeah, what does
who
she
is
do?
She? Who is this bitch?
Who's your favourite person? Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Margot Robbie.
Oh my God, she is sensational.
Yeah.
She is one of my favourite interviews, I think, because I really wanted her to be as amazing as she is. And she is. One thing about interviewing people, I find, is that when... two things that I adore, when someone surprises you with how lovely they are.
Yeah.
And then when someone... reminds you how lovely they are.
Aww.
She reminded me how wonderful she is. Aww. And like to be that attractive and that nice is like doesn't make sense.
No, you're one or the other.
It's
really.
Like give it a rest. You've either got personality or you're fit.
Yeah.
But she's got both. And to be honest, I was obsessed with her. Who else do I love interviewing? I'm trying to think of people I've interviewed.
KSI on Say It or Shot It.
Oh, he's so
you
sweet.
Say he's nice, yeah.
Yeah, he's really sweet.
Yeah.
Say It or Shot It's another level. We had Chloe Bailey on.
I saw that.
She's unreal.
She seemed funny.
I taught her what the word fanny means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing about me is I will teach you something new and it will usually be to do with vaginas.
Vaginas, yeah, I was going to say vaginas.
Mm. You're doing presenting and you're doing very well.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you don't get nervous, I don't think.
No, I don't.
That's strange.
But I think, you know, when you met me, like I'm just like, I treat everybody exactly the same.
Yeah, you do.
So I don't, I always, when I was a kid, had a real problem with authority. Not because I was like, I don't like authority. I just couldn't speak to adults in a different way to how I spoke to everyone else.
Okay.
So it used to get me in a lot of trouble when I was a kid. It'd be like, you need to talk to adults differently. Or I'd be at the house party talking to everyone's mums. Everyone else would be partying. I was not an attractive kid, yeah? And I'd be in the kitchen with the parents and they'd all be going, you're so pretty. I don't know why you haven't got a boyfriend. And I'd be like, I know. It's so sad. And anyway, it turned out I was ugly at the time and also I was a lesbian.
Yeah. So. Revelations at kitchens. Yeah. Parties.
But so that meant that when I got older, I just... talk to everyone the same. And I think that I never had like a skill. I was never like, oh, I'm really good at maths or I can write or, and it was just like, oh, I talk and that's what I'm good at.
Yeah.
And it's so lucky that that became a career.
It is. Because if I did my skill as a career.
What's that?
I'd be a sprinter. I'm really fast. What's one thing that you think you could delusionally do?
Oh, so, oh, okay.
I've thought about this a lot recently.
Honestly, this is not a joke.
Okay. No, I love it.
I think I could be an insane boxer.
What
I
the
think
fuck?
I could bang someone out.
Why
do I think I could bang someone
out? Yeah.
I just feel like I've got big bang out energy.
Yeah, big bang energy.
Like I will be like, I'm gonna bang you out.
Yeah, maybe you'd be good at the talking bit.
Yeah, because I've never hit anyone except for my brother.
And
I hit him and he laughed so much he cried.
So you didn't hurt him?
No.
So you can't be a boxer?
No, babe, I was 11. I think I'm probably a bit stronger now.
Yeah, because you do go to the gym. So
I lift weights.
How heavy can you lift?
My body weight.
That's fucking
slightly
good.
Over my body weight. Yeah, why are you calling me?
No, that's like really good. No, because I can lift like 8 kg.
Oh, like over the top, over my head, probably. Well, I did the other day, I was very hungover and I did 25 over my head. But I can lift, I can deadlift my body weight and I can squat my body weight.
Yeah, I can deadlift my body weight. I think I could delusionally, but I could do it. If I trained for the Olympics for a year, I could do the 100 meter sprint and not lose. I could do it.
That's the second podcast Chloe said that on in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
You could be a makeup artist.
Yeah, I could do that. There's like,
that's not delusional.
You could
literally do that.
I could do that. I could... Well, what else is there to really do in this life? Ice skating, I could be really good at.
I literally did that today and I'm so bad.
Oh.
I am so bad. I'm Bambi on ice. Yeah, I know, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like... It's something about being on like a knife. I feel like you're skiing on knives.
Yeah.
I'm like, who wants to do that?
Not me.
Who would want to ski on a precipice knife? Like, it's horrid.
Precipice.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Big words. Precipice is like a mountain has a precipice. It's like the drop.
Right. Yeah. Oh, so you couldn't do the skiing, but you could be a boxer.
I could be a boxer and also...
And singing. Rapping.
You could be rapper. You could be rapper. You could be a rapper. Me, no.
Me, no.
Me, no. I can do the rap. I can do Nicki Minaj Monsterverse.
Pull up in a Sri Lanka.
No, not pull up in a Sri Lanka. That's not the words.
I know it's not. It's a fucking meme.
Pull up
in a monster automobile.
Gangster.
With a big bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. King of Willy Wonka.
Color of Willy Wonka. You could be the queen, but watch. You could be the king, but watch the queen.
First things first, I'll eat your brains. Then I'm going to start rocking gold teeth and fangs.
Because that's what a motherfucking monster do. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing I can rap. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, rapping, that'd be good. I can't really think of anything else.
I think we've covered some bases there.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Right. Are we doing versus the headlines today?
Oh.
I can't remember the... We are... I'm in Bali right now, living up, as you can see.
We've transported.
Yeah.
Am I in Bali as well?
It's hot.
Wow. I'm wearing a Christmas jumper.
Taylor Swift was named the Times Person of the Year 2023. Is there anyone that you think should have been Person of the Year? Who do you think will be next year? Taylor Swift is niche. What's she done this year?
Babe, quite a lot. She's gone on a world tour. She's released a film off her world tour. Like, she's done bits.
So it's Beyonce, though.
Yeah, true. But hasn't Beyonce been Time Woman of the Year before?
Not sure. No, yeah. Caitlyn Jenner got it.
Babe, there's been more than 2 years. Also, Caitlyn Jenner?
She got Woman of the Year, no? About GQ.
About 15 years ago, babe.
I'm very out of touch.
Like, I don't think Caitlyn Jenner has ever got Time Woman of the Year.
Was that a lie? I think she won something.
She won something, babe.
I'm a celeb?
It's a totally different thing.
No, she's won Woman of the Year, definitely,
did,
for something.
She did win some sort of Woman of the Year, but I don't think it was Time. And it's just Time Person of the Year.
So it could be anyone.
So Time Person of the Year is Taylor
Swift. That opens up loads. Like, who out? Timothée Chalamet's been doing a lot.
I mean, he's done Wonka, babe. I think Taylor Swift doing a world tour and releasing a movie about it's a little bit more hectic. But listen, no shade on Timothy. I think he smashed Wonka.
Yeah.
Who do I think would be good as Time Person of the Year? Who's been quite iconic this year? Alison Hammond.
She should be up there.
Alison Hammond should be Time Woman of the Year.
She should. She's smashing it. Love her.
She's so funny.
I love her. I've never met her. I want to meet her.
I've met her. She's really, really nice.
Oh, God's sake.
She's really wholesome. You know, it's literally my job, babe.
Yeah, first. That's true.
Everybody, I think Alison Hammond would be good for Time Woman Person of the Year. Who else is a hun? I love to give them to huns.
Yeah, I would. Me. I've done a lot this year.
Stop saying you.
I'm putting myself in it.
What have you done this year?
You can buy your spot on 30 under 30. I'm going to do that next year.
Are you?
Well,
thanks for telling
money.
Us all.
Yeah, I need to raise some funds. I think.
How much is it? 10 quid?
I'm not. Yeah.
£10.99 for the year subscription.
There's 600 people on the list.
Wow.
30 under 30, no.
Bit late for me.
600 under 30. Oh, yeah, you can't be on it.
No. Could be 30 under 40.
You could be Time Woman of the Year, though.
Yeah, could be.
Put your name forward for that.
Could be Time Person of the Year, babe.
Oh, sorry. I don't know why I need it to be a woman bad.
Because God is a woman. God is a woman. Ariana Grande would say.
Could be a man, so though, because sometimes I get dealt some shit cards.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, have you had any bad cards recently?
Do you know what? I've had a rough couple of months, but I've really realised that if you're just grateful for what you've got, life is actually a sleigh. Like being,
look at it.
Yeah, being grateful for like even the shit things helps you have a great time.
What?
Also, I stopped dating at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And I like was like sort of dating someone in like May. And then I was like, no, I can't be bothered. And I'm having a real wild time.
I mean, it's because you can't be bothered.
Yeah. I was just like, I need to take time off. But now I'm dating again.
Okay. Where are you going on dates? Like, where's good to go on a date in London?
I like going to wine bars, but then actually also I need to stop involving alcohol in dates all the time.
Oh, welcome to the party.
Because
me acting like I go on dates, I literally don't.
Yeah, because you do.
When's the last time I went on a date?
I want to go on like a ping pong date or something stupid.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Like, take me on a date where it's like silly.
I would like to go to Winter Wonderland. That was one of my New Year's resolutions, to go with a boy.
Date I've ever heard about.
What? Why? It's so
just
fun.
So cliche. It's like, oh, let's.
Yeah, but
just
it
have
can
a
be
fucking Hallmark Netflix special.
I'd like that as well.
Yeah.
On my date.
Yeah.
No, like, what's there not to like? There's mulled wine. There's really
I
good
hate
food.
Mulled wine.
Right, it's not going well. There's
don't take
food.
Me on a date to Winter Wonderland.
Fine. Well,
if you was gonna set me up on a date with someone,
fuck.
Where would you get me to go, and what would you get us to do?
Okay.
And who would you set me on a date with?
Wow, a lot of pressure. You're doing this for me after.
Yeah,
okay,
100%.
Fine. Right, I would take you on. Who should you go on a date with? Number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of hard.
It could be anyone though, not even someone we know. Like someone just like that you think I'd be well suited to.
Okay. Can only think of Margot Robbie, but maybe not.
She is married.
Is she?
Yeah.
What a lucky man. Who will you go on a date with that I think is good vibes?
Why don't you think of the date first and then you'll get to the person.
Okay, so if I was going to put you on a date, it would be actually a weekend stay. And it would be like to somewhere remote that has a beach, which has really nice, cute little like cafes and like really nice, but like small restaurants, like not huge fucking food halls.
Not Nando's.
It'd be like not Nando's. You're not going there. Not going there on a date.
Okay.
Like maybe a cheese and wine bar, but like near the beach, and you could go for a walk on the beach and then go and do that, and it'd be really wholesome.
And then
the next morning you could go into like cute bookshops. Yep.
And look at books that I would never read.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like buy like quirky little thing. Like there's stools there. I now see there's loads of stools. It'd be hot.
I thought you meant like a stool. Like I'd buy a stool.
You could like get one at the shop.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a...
You're going to have one in there.
Yeah, because we could both sit on the stool together.
Yeah, buy a stool, sit on the beach.
Yeah.
And have fish and chips.
I love fish and chips.
Yeah.
You've really done well there.
I don't know who's going to be on the date, though.
Hot girls.
GK Barry, she'd be quite good.
She's my friend.
Can you not date
her? She's also really young.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she?
Why she's only like 23.
Fuck me, she's doing well.
Love her, though.
Yeah, I thought she was 25. Whoops.
Maybe she is, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think like who's really fit and good vibes. Oh,
Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, she's good. All the girly things. Make me sweat. Make me
Tyler.
Work. Tyler.
Oh my God, 100%.
She's fun. I've done interviews with her.
Yeah. Okay. Either of those would be fab.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's your date.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, is it my go now?
Yeah.
Okay. Because your date was quite intense. Like it's staying over on a first date, which is...
I really think that's a good idea, by the way.
Can you give me the backstory of that? Because I don't, so...
Do you not?
Well, what if you don't like them?
No, so by this point, you've had a couple of FaceTimes, you know the vibe. It's not a blind date.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, blind date. No, that's kind of scary.
Actually, I am kind of into this.
I love it.
I'm into the toxic romanticising of...
Stay!
Yeah.
I want to go on a date and still be with you a week later.
Yeah.
And I've already...
That's very lesbian. That's like a big lesbian stereotype.
I know, people keep coming on here and telling me that I'm quite lesbian. Do I give off...
Not at all, babe.
Could be.
We've talked about this so many times. You know I've got an insanely good gaydar.
Oh, that's really true.
Yeah, and you're not... You couldn't be further from. I love you. But I know you, and I know that if you had the inkling to be gay, you would do it.
Yeah.
You'd love it.
Tell everyone all the time.
You would literally tell everyone. You would talk about it constantly.
Yeah.
So no, I'm sad to say that I think you're not part of my community, but you are an ally.
Say ally. Hi, Valentina.
Ally. Yeah, ally. Valentina. Okay, so for your date, because I'm going to lean into this toxic romantic stuff. This is very you,
okay.
I think.
Go on then.
To fly to Paris.
Fine, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm literally doing it.
And there's a hotel that I love there that you're going to stay in.
What's it called?
I can't remember what it's called now. I'm going to remember it by the what's really lame is I'm taking my mum there in January.
Oh, no, that's nice. I like that.
Because I've not got anyone to go romantically with right now.
Yeah, at DMs time are open. Filming.
DMs are filling up, girls.
Good.
So you're going to go to this hotel and it's got this really cool wallpaper and it's like got bar. There's a bar in your room and you've got a balcony. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, Hotel Providence.
There we go.
Shout out Hotel Providence. Give me a free stay.
Yeah, and me. I want to go.
And then this is very you. I wouldn't like this.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't not like it, but it's not very me.
Go on then.
Is they're going to take you for dinner where you're under the Eiffel
Tower. I did that when I was Paris, my ex-boyfriend. I loved it.
How well do I know this girl?
I loved it. It's really nice.
How well do I know that I knew that was your ideal
loved
day?
I loved it. I've done it. Yeah. I'd do it again.
Literally your ideal day.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, after the romantic thing, you'd then actually go and get wrecked and go to a club. Yeah.
A club?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Fez. I like PDA and clubs.
That's both sides of your personality.
Yeah.
One. And also, PDA is great, and I really don't think I could date someone that wouldn't want PDA.
No, I was thinking, I've been thinking about it recently, PDA. Why? I don't know. Because I love it.
I want you to feel like you can put your tongue in my mouth.
Whenever, wherever, because I want it.
Like Shakira.
Yeah.
Wherever. I want you to put it in my mouth. Wherever, put your tongue in my mouth.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. Oh, and the person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go a wild one now. Channing Tatum.
I fucking saw him in Miami and he's sexy as fuck. Fit. Yeah, I'd love it. Oh, we'd have such a good time. Oh, no, we might not though, because if we go to the club and he dances, he's dumped.
Do you know what though? Oh, why? Do you not like his sexy dancing?
Oh no, when boys like bust out a routine. Do that to me.
No, you just don't want him to be like, and I want, and to.
In the club, hey, you having a time? I'm like, well, no, now.
This is quite funny because Zoe Kravitz is going out with him. So we could go on a two-way date.
Yeah.
But then actually we would be on the date and they would be on the date, which would be weird.
No, it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Okay. We almost went on a double date once, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's bonkers. Long time ago, that.
That was a long time ago.
Moving on.
That was good. Right, so obviously my new thing is that I'm being wholesome.
Yes.
I'm trying. No, I'm doing. I'm
no, she is. I can tell you for a fact that I know she is because she texts me and tells, she boasts about it because she knows that I would be proud of her.
Yeah. I've stopped clubbing, raving, misbehaving.
No, I wouldn't say stopped.
No, I've stopped. I'm home before one all the time now.
That's a good girl.
Fucking good.
Yeah.
So they're now my rules to like dating.
Okay.
I want to be wholesome and do like nice stuff. Mm-hmm. So what rules do you, what's wholesome for dates?
Would you like me to explain what wholesome is?
No, like what should I be doing? That I've, because obviously before I meet a boy and I fall in love with him and then I call him when I'm drunk and I abuse him.
Can I tell you how you should date then to stop that from happening? Is not going away with someone for the night or like going on holiday with them on the first day.
But we could love each other.
Babe.
No, I'll do that.
You can't love someone from meeting them. Even for like 6 months at least, you need to know them, I think.
Before you love them.
Listen, I'm not in your brain, but I do think maybe give it a small breather before you drop the L bomb.
How long? Because I literally
a good lesbian, I can't even. Because lesbians move in like 5 minutes.
I would love that.
Me and my ex-girlfriend moved in together after a month.
Yeah, that's good vibes.
Yeah.
I would love that.
You would love that energy. I wish you were a lesbian just for you. I think key to a romantic date is stay out of your house, but stay out of the club.
Okay.
So you want to go for like an afternoon walk, hot chocolate, maybe a little like croissant.
Yeah, croissant would be nice.
A little, un petit peu. Bonjour. Je m'appelle Ariette, Hotel Providence. Break some bread with them, but don't necessarily have like a sambuca. Do you know what I mean? So you go somewhere, you have a little hot chocolate, you get a bit warm. You're also a bit cold, so you're a bit like,
touch me.
What question for you? Touch me. Touch me.
I hate myself.
Yeah, same.
No one's ever going to marry me.
Yes, they are.
I'm not bothered about it anyways.
You are the most...
Actually, I'll tell
I'm
you
not
something.
Bothered. Yes, you were very so bothered.
I'll tell you something. So at time of filming, basically, I'm in love with someone. It's happened
You're not.
Well, okay, I'm not. But
you're not. And I'll say for a fact, I know she's not. Them.
Right. That's fine. And basically...
called limerence, by the way.
What's limerence?
It's what you're talking about. When you become obsessed with the idea of someone, not the reality of them.
Oh, I'm lit. That's me.
Yeah.
I love doing that. I love limerence.
Go on, anyways, TikTok, you'll find
we're out obsessed
loads
with each
about
other. And right. We're both trying to be wholesome.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you want some help with the wholesome?
Yeah, but so...
what about cooking him dinner? Although don't order sushi.
No sushi. Oh, don't you hate at the beginning? I don't know if I get this because I am like really awkward. But you know when you first start seeing someone and like say you're chilling at yours and you're like, oh, do you want to get a Deliveroo? And no one knows what to say, what they want.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I've started this new thing, yeah, where I realised that I was the person that just always did what the other person wanted.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, let's just like get whatever you want.
Yeah.
So now I'm in my new phase where I'm going to be like, I want to either get Chinese or pizza. What two things would you like? And then we come to an amicable agreement.
That's good. I should do that because like I'll sit there and just wait for them to choose. And like did it the other day and I was like, I'm fucking starving. And like we're not talking about what food I want. Like,
yeah. Were you too busy snogging?
No, we're playing Fortnite.
Wow. It is a new girl.
No, I told you.
New year, new me.
New year, new me.
How long does it take you to kiss someone?
5 minutes.
Literally.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, it's not a lie.
No, that was a lie.
That's not
a lie. They came around the other day and it probably took me 2 hours.
I tell you what I do on the first day, I will just say like, can I kiss you yet?
That's, oh yeah, but that's big dick energy.
Yeah.
And when I did Celebs Go Dating, they said you should say, can I kiss you? Instead of like waiting for this awkward moment.
I always ask. I'm very polite.
Yeah.
I would always say, like, with like exes, when I first like started dating, I've just been like, can I kiss you now?
That's good though.
But also I have like, I've got ADHD vibes. And so we'll be talking about one thing and I'll be like, can I kiss you now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, so it's quite frenetic, I would say. And some girlies love it.
Then some have said no.
No, never said
no. Yeah, I was going to say, if that had happened to me, I'd never ask again.
No. I would.
Oh, yeah, you're resilient.
Yeah, I'm resilient. Like
that's really good.
But girl, I feel like it does work when you're polite and you're like, can I kiss you now?
Yeah, and also if someone says no, like, then what happens?
They're like in the middle of a sentence about like something about them. Yeah, and I'm like, can I kiss you now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So this wholesome thing that I'm doing, he suggested that we go on a 10K run tomorrow. I don't want to go. But I've agreed to it.
I've got to say that is my idea of hell.
No, like me too.
And I tell you for why. I'm not shading anyone who likes to go on 10K runs. 10K runs with another person that you don't know that well. Are you okay?
I know. Can I have headphones?
I want to listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
I want to listen to someone else speaking that I don't know more than I want to listen to you speak.
Yeah. And like, also, I've only been running like 5K, so it's double. I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah, but also just why would you go? Imagine as well, like, what if you get triply nose?
I'm defo getting that. Oh, no. And I've got this bob now. I don't know if you've noticed.
Calling me Bob.
B-O-B, so you're calling me Bob. The whole clip is going to be us just like singing.
Yeah. Just a montage of performance.
So I've got this bob now and you can't really tie it up very well for a run because it's short. It like comes out. So I'm going to look clapped.
You're not. You never look clapped. But I would say I'd like you to turn that date down.
Oh, should I not do it?
I think there's wholesome and then there's insane. And that's erring on insane for
or
me.
Do I do it and tell you what happens after?
That would be lovely for me, but I don't know if it's lovely for you.
I don't know if I look fit running. Like, he looks fit running. I'm seeing
I feel like you would look fit running because you've got sort of long gangly legs
and massive tits.
She does have massive tits. I've seen them.
So that'll be good if we do that. So
or strap
go?
Them in though, because even my small tits.
No, do you know
what?
Get an Under Armour. Yeah, sports breast. Yeah. Sports breast. Get sports breast.
Get a sports breast.
Yeah, me no
on
that one.
Me no.
Right, so that's quite wholesome.
Yeah, as I said, there's a sliding scale. So there's like go to the club and then there's 10K run. I think you need to be sitting sort of here to here. Like I would say like, say for example, he was like, let's go for a hike. Like, or yeah.
Okay.
Like say he's going to like, okay, this sounds creepy, but only if you trust the person and you know that they're not like a murderer.
Yeah.
It's like go on a hike in the woods. Like,
is there one near London that I could go to?
I've taken a girl on a date hiking, like going on a walk in the woods. Epping Forest is near us.
Oh, it is near us.
Yeah.
Oh, I might say, why don't we just go for a long walk around Epping Forest?
Yeah, it's so nice as well in Epping Forest because there's like little trees. You can have a sit down, little kiss, little cup of tea.
That's nice.
Take a flask, but do not put yourself in a situation where you're sweating and not for the right reasons.
Yeah, dogging. Nah, literally not doing that. Have you ever? Have I ever dogged?
No, Chloe. Can't say I have. Oh my God. Anyway, this wholesome new podcast that she's doing is going so well.
Yeah, it's good. Right. What's the best piece of advice you would have been given whilst eating that I can take on?
That is such a good question. I think recognizing that the best piece of advice I've been given whilst dating is remembering that that person doesn't know you and you don't know them. Right. And it's very easy to create a false narrative of who that person could be. And then clinging onto that. And when they don't like subscribe to that, you then, not you personally, but one would get like obsessive or maybe icked out like too quickly. Yeah. So the best piece of advice I would say is like remembering that if you felt like you were in love or if you felt like, you know, you were wanted to marry them, that that is literally incorrect.
Just me doing that.
Incorrect. So best advice is also don't get drunk. Don't get drunk because you get drunk and then you kiss someone you don't really fancy. And then the next day you have to be like, I don't want to date you anymore.
There's a lot to take on.
I know. Right. So those two pieces of advice are a lot to take on because I thought they were very chill pieces of advice. Don't fall in love in the first week and get drunk so that you kiss someone you don't fancy.
I don't know what's wrong with my brain, but like I just fall in love and I just love them. No, it's called limerence. Tell everyone about them.
It's called limerence.
I'm like, I'm in love. I'm married.
I know you said that to me probably 9 times. We've known each other for like 3 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have done it. How do you meet or approach people? Where should I be going?
That's a really good question. I think I meet people a lot in real life.
Yeah.
Like my main people that I've dated have been people I've met like through friends or like on a night out or whatever, or at work. I met my ex, my long-term ex, I met in the office.
Ah.
But I would say for me, to make it clear that I fancy someone, because obviously it's a bit different in gay world as well.
Right.
Like obviously I don't know if everyone's gay, although my gaydar is really
spectacular.
Good. Yeah. Is eye contact is my key. Like I will sustain eye contact for an extreme amount of time. Like I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
Like extreme amount of time. Like I will not stop.
Then what happens?
Yeah.
They're like, woo.
You can tell if someone's interested or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. So don't meet them in Ocean Beach.
No.
That's where I met my husband.
Okay. I DJ at Ocean Beach.
Can I come?
Yeah.
Great.
The guy behind me got his willy out when I was DJing.
That's sexual harassment.
Yeah, it was quite far away though, so it's fine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Then he got removed from the club.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, I'm gay, so it didn't matter.
Oh yeah, I wasn't that bothered.
No, I'm not at all bothered.
Oh, because if someone got their vagina out to me, actually, I'd be like, what are you doing?
I don't think I'd like that either.
No.
Not in a club. It's like, leave it where it is.
Yeah. Do you have chat up lines or just eye contact?
Chat up line is probably just saying that I'm gay. Like I will slip into conversation that I'm a lesbian to find out if they're a lesbian. Because girls that are like bi or experimenting, like finding out about their sexuality, have always said to me like, how do I meet girls? Because I don't look gay or whatever. And my best advice is just to constantly speak about it.
Yeah.
Like I'll be like, oh, my ex-girlfriend. And then I'll be like,
did you clock what I just said?
Ex-girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, because I like.
She was my girlfriend.
She was my girlfriend. I went out with her and we were lesbians.
Yeah, we're lesbians.
We're lesbians.
Lesbians.
So yeah, I think mentioning that you're like for a straight girl.
Yeah, that's hard for me.
I wouldn't necessarily bring up that you're a lesbian.
I don't think that's going to work.
But also you could be like, I would, so for example, I don't know if this works in straight world, like I'm not straight, so I
in
can't.
In girl world.
In straight world. is that you would bring up like, oh, I would love to go on a date there.
Okay, I see what you did there.
So say, for example, you met a guy that you really liked and you'd be like, oh, I'd love to go to have you been to Winter Wonderland? I'd love to go on a date there.
Well, that's smooth.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it today.
Because it's like also, no one's embarrassed if they're like, oh, it's not, like if they don't pick up the scent.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, bye. Like, you know?
Yeah, I'd love to go on a date there. And they'd be like, why?
And then you stare at them like this. Yeah.
Cross eyes.
Yeah. You'd be like, I want to go on a date to Winter Wonderland.
With you.
No.
Not that.
You don't need to say with you. Your eyes are saying with you.
Okay. That's what it was. Yeah. Unagi. With you.
No.
Oh, right.
I'm saying it with my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you. So like, as Harriet said, she is, she's actually my like life coach.
Yeah.
You actually are.
I know. I love
that. I do this thing, which you're obviously really aware of. I go out, get drunk, and then I like you know, say stupid shit and then I get dumped.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so I did that last night, but he's kind of texting me today, like, should I apologise, but I don't actually remember what I said.
So what did you say?
God, fuck knows, but he's pissed off.
How do you know he's pissed off?
Because he hung up on me, I remember. But then he texts me back like half an hour later, like, oh, my phone died, but you knew that. And I was like, shut up, because I was drunk.
Okay, so you're saying a lot of things that make no sense. So I'm just gonna like let's
like how do that. I recuperate this, because I love him.
Okay,
no, I don't stop it.
Firstly, you don't love him. Secondly, you're actually making up that he's in a mood with you, because it sounds to me like he's not. If his phone died, he didn't hang up on you. His phone died.
Yeah.
And if he's texting you today, it seems like there isn't a problem.
But you know, however, when you can tell something's off.
If you think in this little that you know you said something, and one thing about you is that I think you don't remember, but I think you do know.
I know exactly what I said. Yeah.
So I think,
and it was bad.
Yeah. And I listen. I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've got drunk and called someone and been silly sausages. And guess what? Always apologise the next day.
I know. So I said, "Oh, should I apologise for something?" And he just replied saying, "Lol."
I would ask what you did.
No, I can't. I'm too embarrassed.
No, because if you get it out in the open, then you can because if you don't recognise what it is you're doing when you're drunk, then you can't stop doing it.
So I should apologise. I'll do that then.
Yeah, always apologise when you've done something wrong.
And go on the run to make up for it. Feel like I have to.
No, you can just walk. Why does everyone have to keep running everywhere?
Yeah, so that was good. Right, that was good advice for me. People have sent in their dilemmas.
Oh, yes.
You like that?
You know, so I love this stuff.
I know, me too.
I go to too much therapy not to share.
I've stopped.
Please don't.
I know, I've stopped going.
Please go back.
Yeah, but it's because she's too nice. Mm-hmm. If I do something bad, someone should tell me off. She's always like, have compassion. I'm like, fuck me. That.
You mean me?
Yeah.
Have compassion for yourself. And she's like, no, tell me I'm a dick.
Yeah,
like,
literally no. Tell me to never do that.
No, because no one very few people on earth set out to be horrible. A lot of people are driven by their trauma and they're driven by their things that have happened. And that's not an excuse, but it's a reason to understand someone's behavior.
Yeah.
No one is setting out to be evil, really, unless, well, there are certain people that do that, but let's not name names. But like, people don't set out to be
nasty.
Cruel.
I'm not. No. Yeah. So have compassion.
Yeah. Have compassion for yourself.
Right. Dilemma one. I don't date at all. I hate it, but I've been asked to go for a drink by someone who is ridiculously out of my league. What should I wear? Bearing in mind, it's the middle of winter, I still want to look fit. Stress, this is a good one for you because you slay the fashion era. You slay the boots and the house down.
Thanks, babes.
Slay.
Do you know what I think? One thing that my friend taught me is if someone's going to like you,
yeah,
it really doesn't matter about sweating the small stuff. Like, if I liked someone and their outfit wasn't necessarily something that I would wear or that I'm a fan of. If I like them, I like them. So if someone,
but then if they dress nice and they look fit, you like them more.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, but actually that's not true. Like, if I like someone, I like someone. If you're grown up enough to like someone,
yeah,
and you actually want to date and you actually want to be with them. However, on the flip side of that, obviously I want to slay.
Yeah, slay. Hey.
So my recommendation, I think, for a winter outfit would be something similar to what I'm wearing now.
Yeah, it's a good outfit.
A tight and a skirt and a baggy top. Or if you want to go tight top, a baggy trouser, jeans.
Oh yeah, not too tight.
With a tight top and a tight jacket.
Yeah.
Like, go tight one side.
Yeah. Well, either boobs or bum.
Boobs or bum.
Tight for the best one.
But also remember that, like, actually, whatever you do, if the person's going to like you, they're going to like you. It doesn't matter. You know how when you send a text and you're like, they're going to think I'm insane? It's like, well, they're going to think you're insane if they're not into it, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas actually, if they really like you and they like how insane you are, slay.
Slay. Me, on the other hand,
See, look how hot you look. You're wearing a tracksuit.
I can't go for drinks in this outfit.
Why?
Because where's going to let me in?
Where are you going for drinks? The Ritz?
Yeah, I'm in Paris. In Paris. That's where I'm going. I would do, jeans.
What would you wear? Jeans and a nice top.
No, not even. Because I'm a trainer girl.
Yeah.
So get some fucking cool trainers on. Jeans.
Yeah. I would wear these.
Fucking cool. Yeah, I wouldn't do a skirt. I don't really wear skirts.
I'm a skirt girl.
You're a skirt girl.
I'm a kilt girl.
Kilt?
Yeah, this is a kilt.
What's the difference?
Well, it's just like, got a slit in it.
What?
That's what she said.
That is what she said. I would wear a kilt.
So I hope that helps. But also, don't think of people as out of your league either, because no one's out of anyone's league. If someone fancies you, they fancy you. If you fancy them, you fancy them. What league are you in if someone's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're clear. If he fancies you, you're in a league.
You're in the league with him.
Yeah.
Justice League.
Yeah. You're in the Justice League.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear a beanie or a hat though, because hat hair. And take like small earphones, not overhead, because it dents your hair.
Okay, see, you're clever. I wouldn't have even thought about that.
Because when you like get there and you have to take off your hat and your hair's like fucked.
Yeah, why would you take your hat off though?
Because it's hot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, like a bar.
I'm
would
imagining
be hot.
They're going to Winter Wonderland. That's why I'm messing.
Oh, then do wear a hat.
Yeah. But if you're not going to Winter Wonderland and you're going inside the date, you're going to need to be a bit cold, babe.
Yeah.
Big jacket's fine, but don't wear
a big
that
jacket
you sweat.
So your bum's out. I love a crop jacket. I don't wear coats longer than my butt, unless I actually bought
it. I wear a longer coat so then I can reveal how nice my arse is when I take it off.
Yeah, you have a good bum, actually.
Thank you.
You should just wear crop jackets and tight jeans.
No, because I like it to be a shock and a surprise. I like it to be like,
wow.
A lot of girls that I've dated have no idea that I've got the arse that I have, and then I take it out and it's like, take it out.
Take it out. Take out my bum.
I just made that so unsexy. And they're like, where did that come from? And I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
They wear baggy stuff down there, so.
Must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that.
Exactly. That's why you're single. Anyway, hope we solved your dilemma.
Right, next one. I've been dating a boy for like 3 months. We aren't official. We aren't even exclusive. But I keep seeing him liking, oh, fuck that. I keep seeing him liking girls' pictures on Instagram, and I feel like it's a massive red flag. That's because it is, mate. And I found out recently he slept with three. Oh. It's my dilemma, you fucking bitch. I think I wrote this in.
This isn't your dilemma, but it's exactly your dilemma.
Oh no!
Shall I read it?
Yeah.
I've been dating a boy for like 3 months. We aren't official. We aren't even exclusive. But I keep seeing him liking girls' pictures on Instagram, and I feel like it's a massive red flag. It is. And I found out recently he slept with three people, girls, that I know. He doesn't know that I know, but still, and it's giving me the ick. Shall I go first, or do you want to go first?
You can go, because I don't know what to fucking do here.
So the red flags are sort of full and plentiful in this array. Let's kick off with liking girls' pictures on Instagram. Firstly, I think that's okay if you're not...
it's not. It's literally not.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
Don't be toxic about it, Chloe. No, I'm joking. Basically, it's hard for me because, again, I'm gay, so it's a different world. But I think if you're not exclusive and... you've only been dating for 3 months, you're not official.
Yeah.
Him liking other girls. Like, the reality is, guys, you don't just stop fancying everyone else in the world when you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, or a partner.
Fuck that.
You don't. And it's actually healthy to fancy other people and find other people attractive. If you trust the person you're with, that's all that matters. That's my opinion anyway. So... but I think the fact that she's bringing it up as a red flag makes me think that he's giving more red flags than she's saying. Do you know what I mean? Because like if you felt like it sounds to me like she didn't trust him.
Yeah.
So that's a red flag.
Well, you shouldn't, because he's out here being a hoe.
Babe, what are you talking about?
He's fucked three people that she knows, liking, probably following as well, which is my favorite.
So having sex with three people that you know, I mean, in the lesbian community, that's not that weird. But I will say, this is a smaller community, I will say... I've never dated anyone that slept with anyone that I know.
Mm.
Have you?
Yeah.
But I don't, it's not a deliberate choice. Like, I would date someone that had slept with
someone
I didn't know.
And then I gradually found out more and more and more. And I was like, this is quite a lot of people that I know now.
Close friends?
No.
I think it does give me the ick a bit, actually.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And like, if you go out somewhere, you're in a room, someone's fucked them, you're like, yeah, well, great, now we've got that in common.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with people dating people I've dated. That's one thing.
Mm.
Unless I'm like in love with them, but I'm not in love with anyone, so that's...
I know, but I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're not, though.
I think it's an ick. Yeah.
But I don't think it's a fair ick. Like, it's not their fault that they
date
people you know.
I agree with that.
But I'm not sure this is that red flaggy.
I just think he's out here. And
But also, if he's not even mentioning exclusivity after 3 months, if you're properly dating for 3 months,
yeah,
I would have had a conversation about, are we still dating other people?
Yeah.
Because I'm really honest about that.
I literally have done it 2 weeks in. Did it last night?
Don't
I just got drunk and I obviously decided that I'm obsessed with that. So I was like, oh, I'm not sleeping with anyone else. Are you? And he said no. And I was like, great.
Great.
Merry Christmas.
You're not sleeping with anyone else.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.
Not. So, but
so what's your dilemma too? Do you think it's a red flag to be liking other girls' pictures and having slept with three people? It depends. Like, are they your three best friends? Are they three random people that you...
Are you going to bump into them?
This could be a small town. It's like, maybe there's not that many options.
Yeah.
Like, if it's London and there's a lot of options, then fair.
That's bad, yeah. I don't know. I think the three girls that you know, when did you find out? Oh, no, you found out recently. You slept with three girls that I know.
Also, why don't you just tell him that you know?
Joking.
You're not joking.
No, I wouldn't do that.
This is like the two devils. The devil and
angel. I know. If you're fighting, like, I think it's just showing that he's out here, but he might go inside for the right girl, but I don't think that's you, because he would have stopped.
Yeah, but she hasn't brought up exclusivity. Is it the boy's job? I don't know. I don't date boys.
Wow. I brought it up, so.
Yeah, I don't think it's the girl.
I think have the chat. If you're exclusive and he's doing that dump, if you haven't brought it up, then no.
I also think if you are exclusive and dating someone and they are liking very sexy
that's
pictures.
Fine.
Oh, I was going to say that's not fine.
Oh, I was thinking like if he's liking girl next door vibes that he could potentially DM, that's fucking bad.
No, that's what I mean. I'm saying about a girl. Say you're dating someone exclusively and you're like properly together and he's liking like gorgeous pictures of girls that he knows.
No, that's
that aren't
bad.
That aren't like mates.
Yeah.
I would be like, huh, why are you liking that?
Yeah,
huh.
Me too. Like,
but also, I think it's fine to flirt with people. I'm like a bit weird. I think flirting's okay.
What?
Yeah. As long as it's not hurting the other person.
It's hurting me. If you're fucking out here chatting up some girl,
not in front
I'll
of
riot.
You.
In private.
Not in private. Just having a flirt, I think it's fine.
No.
Come on, who agrees? Not flirting is fine.
It's literally not.
Okay.
Like, imagine if you're seeing someone and you really love them and you're like, I literally love you. And then they're just at the bar being like, you're fucking fit.
No, but flirt. There's
you might
different
as well just
vibes
push me
flirting.
Over.
There's different vibes of flirting. You can flirt and like not want to do anything about it.
You can.
I flirt with everyone.
Yeah, you do. I just thought that. Do I? I don't.
No, you're not. You're not. Really, I'm not. Like, you're not like a flirter. I don't think.
I don't know how to do it.
No,
I don't want to know.
Whereas I can't stop myself.
Yeah, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I would dump him, but you wouldn't dump him.
Well, I would dump him because I'm gay, but yeah.
I would now dump him.
Yeah. I would now dump him because I realised I'm gay.
I'm now gay.
Yeah.
So thanks for that.
Exactly, that's what made me gay. He was liking so many people's Instagrams.
Yeah, that would do me probably.
To be fair, when I did date that guy, I remembered seeing him liking girls' Instagrams and it enraged me. So maybe it's something about being straight.
Mate, it literally is so triggering for me. Like, I'll call you and be like, I'll send you the screenshots and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
And then if you fucked everyone, then I hate you.
Yeah.
So, right, we're going to do Chloe and Harriet versus fashion because you're a slay, as we've mentioned. So we're in the new year. This will come out.
Yeah.
2024, some things that you want to get rid of.
In 2024,
like
low-rise
fashion.
Jeans.
Well, I like them.
Yeah, I have my ass is too fat. My waist is too big.
For get them tailored.
Get jeans tailored.
I get all mine tailored because I've got a little waist and a fat ass and my bum's like medium.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. But no, I want to get rid of low-rise jeans.
Okay.
And what else do I want to get rid of? Like, what do I hate?
Ballet flats. We've just seen that.
Ballet pumps. Get them
who's
out
even wearing
of here.
Them?
Get them out of here. Those Balenciaga trainers, that's what I want to get out.
What ones?
The Balenciaga ones that everyone wears. Yeah, the thick trainers.
I agree.
With the number on the front.
And
get
if you're
them
still
out.
Wearing the sock ones, then what the fuck?
Yeah, no, neither
get
of those.
Get rid of those.
Neither of those.
They're hell. Old money style Sophie Richie era. I like it.
What's that like?
You know, like cardigans? I wear cardigans now.
Oh, I'm quite into... Do you know what? You just said that.
Yeah.
I did that the other day and I wore an outfit that was like a very...
Me
like,
too.
Yeah, it was very like, have I got a pumpkin spice latte or
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
and I'm kind of into it because it's a bit of a twist for me as well because it's like I usually have quite big Dyke energy when I dress. And so when I'm coming out dressing like, you know, little like...
cute. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm into that.
I am into it.
Yeah.
Like the other day I went for
keep away from the wide brim hat though.
What's a wide brim hat?
You know, like the big hats they wear with the pumpkin spice latte. Keep away from that.
What the fuck is a wide brim hat?
It's like a big,
like a fedora?
Yeah. Like big hats that those girls wear. People, girls wear them.
Stop that.
And they wear like
cute little beanie.
Yeah, like beanies.
Like beanies, love beanies. The other day I wore like jeans, t-shirt and a cardigan for a roast with some like little trainers.
I cannot imagine you in a cardigan, but I love to hear it.
I keep wearing them.
Do you know what I also love is what are they called when they cut off the arms?
Gilet?
Not a gilet.
Waistcoat.
Cardigan. Yeah.
Oh, a sweater.
Sweater.
Yeah, I like a sweater.
Oh, I've not got there yet. Yeah.
Could like, I'm like a grandpa.
I could do that.
Do you know what I've brought back?
What?
Well, not me personally, but into my own wardrobe is skirts over trousers. I wore it to the Wonka premiere. Did you see?
I can't remember.
Let me show you.
Show me.
I'm not going to lie. This is an iconic look. Hold on.
It's iconic. This is just me.
Are you ready? Here you go.
420, blaze it. Oh no, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
No, the way you've done it, I thought it'd be like skinny jeans and a leather skirt. And I was like, that's fucking chaotic.
No.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. So I think skirts over trousers are back in.
What about Adidas Gazelles and Sambas? I don't like them anyways, but I'm really fussy with trainers.
I don't know what a Samba is.
I mean, I'll show you.
I'm not a big trainer girl.
I fucking am.
I know. And I like them. I wish I could wear them.
You would look cool in like some New Balance 550s.
I don't think I like that. New Balance.
It's her favourite shoe.
Yeah, I don't think I know. I don't think I know about them. Are
you,
for me.
I think you could do that.
I like trainers on other people.
Yeah.
You go, girl. But for me, I just think I look weird. I look like someone's uncle.
What?
Yeah, I think I give someone's uncle vibes. Like I got.
You're wearing the wrong one.
I got a pair of New Balances, and I was like, I look silly as fucking.
No, you'd have looked slow.
I don't want to go out looking like a silly sausage. You know what I mean?
What about Vans?
Yeah, I like Vans.
I love Vans.
Do you know what I like? That's coming back is the skater shoe.
Yeah, me too. The fat one.
The fat one.
Yeah,
and I think Fenty, Rihanna's just released some with Puma.
Cool. I should get them.
Yeah, they're thick and nice.
Nice and thick. Like a milkshake. Right, dark denim.
I like all forms of denim.
Do you do?
So I like I think. Double denim.
Double denim.
But what do you mean by dark denim? Like a pair of jeans that are dark denim and tight? No.
What? I don't know what I mean by dark denim.
I like baggy denim.
Yeah, me too. Fitted at the waist. Low-rise jeans.
Yeah. No.
No. I like denim. What do I not like? Probably loads of shit. Boys in turtlenecks.
Love it. I love it.
Fuck off.
I like to see a boy's nipple in a turtleneck.
Oh my God, no, I hate turtlenecks. Yeah. Boys in turtlenecks is hell.
Boys in, what do I don't like? What do I don't like? What do I not like?
You know what I do like boys in? I like boys in baseball jackets.
Yeah, that's cute. I've got a baseball jacket.
And caps.
Oh yeah?
Like caps.
I hate winkle pickers.
What's a winkle picker?
Like the shoes with a point at the end.
Who the fuck is wearing them?
Men.
That's hell. Men.
Also, I would say for girls, I hate short boots. Like a short boot with a little heel makes,
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I really feel strongly about a short pinheel boot with a point on it. I will be upset by that.
Another thing is, can everyone please start buying jeans that go like down to your shoes?
Yeah.
You know when they hover above your shoe? I hate that.
Yeah, that's stressful. Although I like a tailored trouser that hovers above your shoe.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Not jeans.
No, not jeans. I like my jeans to be dragging on the floor though.
Yeah, I mean, no, like, so do I. They have to go to the bottom of my trainer. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I'm not wearing them.
What other things?
Other things I don't like boys in are Nike Tech tracksuits. Yep, shocking. I know you'll all be shocked by that, but I hate them.
I don't know what they are.
Like a Nike tight tracksuit. They're just
tight.
The zip one, and they're like a bit leggingy.
Oh, I like that.
No, do you?
Let me see your curves, boys.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you like boys with big bums?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. If you've got no bum, I kind of find it a bit weird.
I mean, I like everyone's bum, all kinds of bums.
No, it's more bums, fuck that. Right. We're doing Chloe versus you. So,
okay.
Listeners, written in again.
Oh my God, yes.
I've started sleeping with someone I work with. Bold move.
Oh, I've done that too many times.
It happened first at our summer work party. Now, whenever I get drunk, I call him and we have sex. The problem is, I don't actually like him that much. You never do. Like, I'm probably ready to bin it off, but I don't think he is. And we sit opposite each other at work. What the fuck do I do?
Ooh.
This has happened to me. this actual situation.
What?
Yeah, when I used to work in finance, we started on the same day, and I didn't actually like him, he was really funny. He had really good chat.
Yeah.
But then, like, every time I got drunk, you know, I'd call him, not sleep with him because he literally didn't live anywhere near me. But then we did end up having a thing.
Yeah.
But I only liked him when we were at work. And when I saw him outside of work, I was like, ooh, don't like you. So I just aired him, talked to him at work, but then, like, I didn't reply to his text much.
I don't know the answer because every person I've met at work, I've dated.
Yeah.
Like, I would never shit where I eat. Like, unless I'm going to date you.
Yeah.
Like, unless I want to wife you up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to date. Like, I was with someone that I met at work for 8 years.
Wow. Yeah. Why are you up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'll wife you up. Otherwise, do not shit where you eat.
Yeah, I do think that's a good point.
Because
it makes,
like,
it awkward.
I also, even, you know, I'm confident, I'm flirty. I can be quite, if something is awkward, like if someone hits on me and I'm not expecting it, I get so awkward.
I thought you'd be so chill.
I know. If it's someone that I don't see it coming from.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. And I don't know what to do with myself. So I feel like in an office environment.
It's fun. I work. Work's boring.
I've had that before where someone has tried to get with me that I was working with on a show. And I was like, no. Because I would not want to deal with the aftermath of that. Like,
not in the industry. I wouldn't like to do that.
No, no, no.
No, because then also if you do start dating and you break up, you've got to fucking see them all over TikTok. Like, go away.
And I'm a massive romantic.
I think I am.
Yeah, so I can't bear to see. I don't want to see it after. I don't want to see you in the office.
No, I don't.
I don't want to walk past you with a water cooler.
No,
I don't
want to
be re-eating yesterday's dinner whilst you're behind me making a fucking coffee. Like, no.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
So
you don't even
off.
Like him, so why are you bothered?
Yeah, bin him off. And also, do you not like him though? Because he's not your usual type, which might be guys that are dicks. Look at your type. It's the people you usually date. Like people that are end up being mean to you, or they end up cheating, or they end up, maybe it's that your type, you're drawn to bad boys, and therefore like a guy that is like, he maybe likes her, and that's why she's not into it.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Do you know,
like,
what I mean?
He's a lover boy, maybe.
I just explained you.
I know. No, but I don't like bad boys anymore.
She likes the bad boys. Always get in my eye. Shout out Alexandra Burke.
Yeah, the elephant in the room. She brought it over. She literally brought over that tail.
I love that girl. I fucking love her. So
Slay.
Our answer, I think both of us are saying bin it off. Or if you actually like him, date him. Like me, I date someone for nearly enough for a marriage.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
So if that's where you think it's going, do that. I don't know what I would do. Problem
you'd
is,
carry
I wouldn't
on
be thinking I don't actually like him that much. I would be in love with him. So
you'd
I would
keep,
be dating.
Ring it, yeah.
I would keep. Ringing. Oh, yeah. I'd definitely call him when I was drunk. I literally can't wait to stop doing that. Like, when I stop doing that, it's going to be such a good day. So there was that problem. What's next?
I think we solved it.
Yeah. Bin him.
Bin him off. Unless you like him.
Yeah.
We got another one.
Oh! Time flies. It doesn't feel like it's been long. Right, thank you for joining me on my sofa.
Thank you for joining, for having me to join you.
Anytime. Anything else you want to put in there?
Watch my show, Say It or Shot It.
Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram.
Which is your at?
My at is I am Harriet Rose, if you want to follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's a real lol.
It's good content.
You'll see pictures of my
and
bum.
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
Follow your TikTok.
Some joke. Lesbian content.
And you're always
interviews.
In face masks.
Yeah, always in face. Oh, I'm very into my skincare.
Yeah,
babe.
You are.
I'm into skincare, gay stuff, and interviewing celebrities and saying weird stuff to them, like Fanny.
Fanny. On that note, thank you. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. If you're listening, please can we have 5 stars? I want to be the best.
Like an Uber. We gave you a good ride.
Yeah, give
us
me
5 stars.
Ride. No, don't no. give me a good ride.
Why did you have to make that sexual?
I didn't even mean it. Anyways, love you. Bye.
Bye. Yay!